At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports the Max is on the air. I'm just doing one Sports the Max this week, and then I'll be 9 to noon for a lot of this week. So let's make the most of it tonight. We can just talk sports and not have to worry about anything else, and we will. Let me fix my computer quick here over at my WCCO TV studio. That should do it. Why do I hate computers? Because many times they don't work. Okay, so here's my question for you. The Super Bowl's on yesterday. Most of you don't have much of an interest in either Cincinnati or the Los Angeles Rams. Some do. Some put money on the game to create interest. It's an artificial interest, all those things. My question to you is, can you watch a game and enjoy a game without rooting for a team? Can you watch a game and just kick back and not care who wins and still enjoy the game? Or do you have to have a good guy and a villain? Do you have to have that as a piece of the pie for it to work for you? I am so content watching games that I don't have a passing interest in and enjoying them. I find sports fascinating. I find strategies fascinating. I find the ebb and flow of it all fascinating. But there are people, I found out yesterday as you're sitting watching these games, that have to, and they're going, oh, Bengals, got to have the Bengals. They didn't think about the Bengals until 3 weeks ago. You know, they barely know how to pronounce Burrow's name. Yeah, that's my team. And I'm thinking maybe you gravitate towards one team just for this game. Why not, I guess. But I don't need that. I don't need a rooting interest to enjoy it. And I sense that I'm in the minority. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Did anybody else sit and watch the game and just try to enjoy it yesterday without rooting for a team? And can you go to a game and watch a game and go, you know what, I can do this. I don't care who wins. I just enjoy what I'm seeing and what's in front of me. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Now, I found yesterday's game to be fascinating. Because this is why I can be so easily entertained, I guess. There were so many storylines with it. The game being played in Los Angeles. A little bit of a local flair with the Vikings eventually becoming the home to Kevin O'Connell as their, he's their offensive coordinator, or kind of their offensive coordinator. If you don't call the plays, are you really an offensive coordinator? I don't think so. I mean, you can put game plans together, all those things, but there's no way you can call plays without being heavily involved in the game plan. And so Sean McVay had to be heavily involved in the game plan. It's just like the Vikings. I mean, Andre Patterson and Adam Zimmer were co-defensive coordinators, which meant they were position coaches, and Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator, which also meant that they got paid like coordinators, which is the key in a lot of that. You can put it on your resume, and you get paid a great deal of money to do it, and all of a sudden it's a seven-figure job because technically you fit this slot that says coordinator, but many times it means very little. But I can watch that game without any... I could care less who wins the game. I'm interested in as Matthew Stafford, the man, you know, you'd watch him in Detroit, and he had some success against the Vikings. Not a ton, but he looked like one of those quarterbacks where you go, boy, with the right team, he could be pretty good. He's good, but he's still not, he's still Matthew Stafford. I mean, he threw a couple of picks, and he did a couple of things. He doesn't make that big play when things just break down. Now, at the end, you can argue, you know, what he did with Cooper Kupp when everybody knew he was going to get the ball to Cooper Kupp. I found that just as fascinating. The ball's got to go to Cooper Kupp, because if we're going to lose this game, we're not going to lose it because we didn't go to our feature piece. And the only feature piece that we got left in this game is Cooper Kupp. And you got to figure out a way to get the ball to him. And everybody knows you're going to try to get the ball to Cooper Kupp. And they got penalties off of that, and they got all kinds of things. In fact, we're going to have Bernie Kuchar on later. He's worked in NFL Super Bowl as the head referee, and I'm going to ask him about some of those interference calls, pass interference calls, call that wasn't made. It should have been offensive pass interference. It went for a 75-yard touchdown against Jalen Ramsey. All that stuff, I guess, you think you understand, and then you don't understand. Because they had, you know, they changed the rules so you could throw a flag on pass interference, but then what they did was they never changed the call. So everybody said, well, I can't throw a flag, I can't challenge it because I'm going to lose my challenge. So it's stupid for me to challenge it because it's just going to cost me a timeout. So they quit challenging it, and now you're back really to the same thing almost. But anyway, I was fascinated that Cincinnati came in and they had this quick passing deal, right? They were going to get rid of the ball quickly because their offensive line isn't any good. And they were right to do so. Their offensive line is terrible. And that's shame on them. They should be a lot, you know. I mean, I bet you they had the worst offensive line in the playoffs of any team. And you know, they always say, games are won up front. Are they? I mean, you can get to the Super Bowl with a below-average offensive line. I heard Fran Tarkenton say one time that the difference between the best offensive line in the NFL and the worst offensive line is razor thin. It's not what you think, and you can game plan around it. So let's back off a little bit on this. Hey, whoever's got the biggest and the strongest and the fastest up front win. But I can watch that, and I can say it's really interesting to see how Cincinnati is going to try to offset what should be a pretty good pass rush from the Rams with a quick rhythm passing attack. And the fact that they had 2 weeks, is that going to make a big difference? And for a bit, it looked like it might. Then in the second half, they destroyed them. They destroyed the Cincinnati offensive line. And Cincinnati was just held in check. And all of a sudden, you know, the game changes. The L.A. gets some, you know, because they can't convert on third downs and all this. But I find that fascinating. The adjustments that were made at halftime by apparently Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, who also interviewed for the Viking job, where he changed something, and all of a sudden he's turning guys loose, and they're putting in, here comes the heat, and Joe Burrow's got no time, and, you know, whatever they did. To me, that's really an interesting piece to the game. That they would do that. Then there, you know, there was the missed extra point, and you go, okay, the missed extra point cost them this, and does that mean that the next time they score, they'll go for two? All these things go through your mind, and it becomes just such a highly interactive and entertaining experience that I don't need the benefit of my team won or lost to enjoy that experience. I just don't. I can get through that and fully appreciate it and just smile. And you smile for the when you see these guys so emotional. Michelle Tafoya interviewing Sam Darnold, and he's breaking down, and you see what it means to him. And along those lines of broadcasters, I mean, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are just flawless, man. They're so doggone good, and they make it so easy to watch the game. It's like they're having this conversation, but they're calling a game and they're getting everything in, and you have no idea how difficult that is. But they do, and they do that, and they just kind of take you down the field effortlessly. And Collinsworth has some great observations along the way, and et cetera, et cetera. But they're so good at what they do, and they're so professional at it that they just you kind of engage with them. And the same with, you know, Kevin Harlan was doing the play-by-play on the radio side with Kurt Warner. Same thing. I mean, just that sense of excitement and, oh, my gosh. And I just love that stuff. And I don't need a team to win to feel that. I just like to see good games and drama and, oh, the play clock's at 5 seconds. Are they going to get it off? And how'd they come up with, my God, on 4th and 1 and they're going to get, they run a sweep to Cooper Kupp? Come, you got to be kidding me. I wonder what they saw in the tape during the week that said, when we get to this situation, if it's 4th and 1, we're running the jet sweep with Cooper Kupp. I mean, that kind of stuff just fascinates me. And the chess match part of it, and all that goes with it, I just find it to be whoever invented football didn't know what they were on to, because this thing is so good, and the angles are so good, and the ability to interact and second guess is so good, that I don't need a rooting interest in anybody to sit and watch that. You know, was he inbounds or not? Did he make the catch or not? And you're sitting there deciding in your mind as if you have a say in the game. That's how good they are taking you into the game without you even knowing that they're taking you into the game. And I didn't even think it was that great a game. I mean, it was okay, but there were not, you know, there weren't spectacular plays or a spectacular performance. There were just a couple pretty good ones. And yet it's still so good and so much better because of the nature of the game and the way that it plays than any other sport that we offer on TV. You know, it might not be your favorite sport, but you can't argue it is made for a television show, and they captured it again, and it's never lost. And when if I can engage in it for 3 hours and get away from life for a minute and just focus on the Bengals and the Rams, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good shot, and it was fun and engaging, and that's all that I ask. And I don't need my team to win to accomplish that. When we come back on Saturday, I stopped by the Minneapolis North Hopkins game, and after all they've been through on the north side and beyond, I went as a spectator just to watch, and it was something. I'll explain when we come back. Sports with the Max. Welcome back. Bernie Kukar will join us to talk about the refereeing yesterday. Trent Tucker will talk Timberwolves basketball. I was out there today. We're not happy with the defense. I don't know what it is. These teams are getting like 70 in the first half all the time. And it's like, how is this happening? But it's fun to watch. But you go, whoa, something's not, you know, on both sides. And so Coach Finch wasn't real happy with that, so he addressed it with his team today. And they'll play 2 in a row tomorrow right here against Charlotte on WCCO Radio, and then Wednesday. They take on Toronto, and they take the break, but you'll hear it all right here on WCCO. Yes, you will. Alan Horton with the call. That boy's got a fine call. Well, the game and a good grasp of the NBA. And it's all right here on WCCO. You're not going anywhere else. That's the only thing you need to know. On Saturday, I went out to the Minneapolis North Hopkins boys basketball game. And obviously, with what has happened on the north side, it is different. Minneapolis North is like a small town, and they're kind of one big family. They'll disagree on some things, but they come together on most things. And they had this game already scheduled on Saturday between Hopkins and Minneapolis North. Now first of all, that's a really good basketball game because. These are two tradition-rich powers. They've been, you know, playing each other for years. Back in the day, probably the best regular season series that I ever saw was when Hopkins used to play Minneapolis Henry, when Larry McKenzie was coached at Henry. And Henry was loaded, and Hopkins was loaded. And it was, you know, if there were 10 players on the court, 8 of them were Division I scholarship players. And they'd play at either place, and it would be just packed. And, I mean, Lawrence McKenzie played, and James Davis played for North. And, those are different teams, but there was this period of time when the rivalry was just great. Terry Pettis was playing, and Johnny Gilbert, and over on Hopkins' side, you had Chris Humphreys, and people like that come along. And they would pack the house. And I mean, you know, Flip Saunders would be there if it was his night off from coaching the Timberwolves. And I remember the Gophers were playing the next day. And, you know, both the coach, the Gopher coach at the time, probably Dan Munson, I think Tommy Amaker from Michigan were there. I mean, it was just a who's who of basketball. And I mean, top line talent. Well, a little bit of that on Saturday. Not the same in terms of high-end talent on both teams. North has some good players. Hopkins has Elvis Najee, who had like 8 dunks in the game. Willie Wilson's a good player for North. North won the game. And they won it by, you know, fairly convincingly at the end by about 9 points, I think it was. But, of course, the backdrop was DeShaun Hill, whose life was taken from us last week. And that's what brought the entire community out there. And the Hill family was honored. And they came at about halftime, and they had some seats reserved for them at midcourt. And they came, and the place gave them a standing ovation. There was a lot of time there where you could just see people pondering and trying to think about it. Everybody's masked up, so you don't see the same emotion as you would if they weren't. But everybody's masked up, but you could still feel it. You know, you could feel the quietness sometimes, and you could feel you didn't know what it was like to be them. And by them, I mean the people that grew up in that neighborhood and live in that neighborhood. So you didn't know what that felt like in terms of how close were to the incident, or, you know, thinking about a time when they were with DeShaun, all those things. But you could feel it. And you could also feel this spot, these cross streets. This isn't far from, this is on the north side. And I'm thinking to myself, these kids that got DeShaun, their buddy, are going to drive by those cross streets for a long, long time. Maybe the rest of their lives. And every time they do, they're going to think about DeShaun. Every time they do, they're going to think about DeShaun. I mean, think about that. I mean, the impact of this isn't just an incident and a person. It is so much more cerebral, and so much it requires so much more maturity to process than that. And I think to myself, that's one of the things that I learned during the George Floyd riots and everything else, is when you go to some of these schools, from their place that they live to the school, they drive by these signature spots every day, and it becomes such a piece of their DNA, because they see, you know, a store with bars on it, they see a street corner where somebody was shot that they know. I don't know that people understand that. I don't know that people think about that. I don't know that people realize how many times these things get relived, or how many visual impacts there are that bring people down because of what they see. And then somebody else pointed out to me at the game, they said, and remember this, they said, not only are they going to drive by that intersection and think about their buddy, but there's a spot there for revenge. Because at least as of right now and then, whoever did it hasn't been caught. And you have to really guard against and counsel and teach and work with these young people on allowing there to be a sense of justice or a sense of pursuit from the police department, detectives, and everybody else. But you have to make sure that you're watching carefully to make sure that none of these students take it into their own hands and say, I'm going to figure this out and I'll show you. Now think about that. I don't know where you grew up, but where I grew up, I don't ever remember a consideration like that. I don't ever remember having to think about, this is where, you know, one of my friends got shot. And we haven't found that person yet, but by golly, we will. All of that stuff is still being processed on the north side. All of that stuff is still being processed. And to try to do that in some sense, some healthy way, is challenging for all of us. But think about the kids over there. Now, the game itself was really good. The game itself was really good. I mean, these are two teams. You watch two good Minnesota basketball teams play, and the first thing you notice is how well they play defense. I mean, they get after it. And both these teams really well coached defensively in terms of their stance, in terms of how they switch up, in terms of all those things. They just know how to get after it, and they know how to play, and they know, you know, when there's a ball screen, they know how to give it up and when to switch and all. They're just well coached, and they're fighting for inches because you don't get a lot of good looks in these games. It's not like you come down and say, I'm going to go one on one and figure out a way to get it. It doesn't work that way. You got to earn everything that you get, and it ain't easy. And so it reminded me of how good Minnesota high school basketball is when it's played from the top teams. And, you know, Hopkins has an eighth grader that's just outstanding. I mean, you know, eighth grade. North has a couple of young players, too. But the best part was the game was so good that people were able to take their minds off of what was happening on the north side. For a few minutes and just watch the game. And that's what kind of made the day better. But I mean to tell you, I feel for the folks, man, because there are people that are processing a whole lot. And on top of that, they still don't know who did it. And that will only bring a little bit of justice. Whew, that's too heavy a stuff, folks, but I'm glad I was there, and it was really fun to sit and see how the people on the north side and beyond came out to support the family. When we come back, the Super Bowl, what happened in those last couple of minutes? Well, when do you decide to make these calls? We'll ask a guy who's been in that very position making the calls in the Super Bowl when we come back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.